It's Thursday, March 23rd, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Islamic militants killed 72 Christians in the Democratic Republic of the Congo over the past 2 weeks. Militants with the Allied Democratic Forces are trying to take over the eastern Christian part of the African country. Mulin de Semo, a church leader in the area who noted that the body of Christ is suffering great anguish, said, quote, "We are living in a very tense situation here in eastern Congo, both in towns and in the villages. Scores of believers have been killed in cold blood by the Allied Democratic Forces rebels. It is a massacre, like one killing animals," end quote. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in Congo, the 37th most dangerous country worldwide for Christians. On Tuesday, Uganda's parliament unanimously passed the Anti-Homosexuality Bill. For years, homosexual behavior has been illegal for the Christian-majority African nation. However, the new law further prohibits people from identifying with sexually perverted lifestyles and imposes penalties up to death for certain acts. Musa Akweru, Uganda's Minister for Works, said, quote, "In our country, we will have our morals. We will protect our children. We are making this law for ourselves. We are making this law for our children. We are making this law for the children of our children. This country will stand firm. Homosexuals have no space in Uganda," end quote. Canadian officials arrested a pastor last Wednesday for a second time for protesting a drag queen story hour for kids at a public library. Pastor Derek Reimer of Mission 7 Ministries was initially arrested for protesting a similar event on March 2nd. Last Tuesday, the Calgary City Council in Alberta, Canada, banned people from peacefully protesting drag shows. Pastor Reimer protested the council's decision through silent prayer. He received a trespass notice for the silent prayer and was arrested for protesting the event. Meanwhile, in the U.S., a pro-life pregnancy center in Amherst, New York, was vandalized a second time in less than a year. Last Wednesday, a vandal spray-painted pro-abortion graffiti on the Compass Care Pregnancy Service building. He wrote the word "liars" in red paint. Pro-abortion activists and politicians often allege that pro-life pregnancy centers, which provide expectant moms with psychological and spiritual resources, as well as needed supplies including formula, diapers, and strollers, are, quote, "fake clinics," end quote, that, quote, lie, end quote, to moms experiencing crisis pregnancies by not promoting the murder of their preborn babies. Last June, attackers firebombed the pro-life center. Churches and pro-life centers have faced increased attacks since the leak of the anticipated Dobbs Supreme Court decision, which was set to overturn Roe v. Wade. However, the Biden administration has done little in response. Even though there have been hundreds of pro-abortion vandalisms, there have been only 2 arrests. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 12 says, "Though a sinner does evil 100 times and prolongs his life, yet I know that it will be well with those who fear God, because they fear before him." As The Worldview reported on Tuesday, Wyoming will become the 19th state to ban male students from competing in female sports. Republican Governor Mark Gordon allowed the legislation to become law last Friday without signing it or vetoing it. The law states, quote, "A government entity or licensing or accrediting organization shall not entertain a complaint, open an investigation, or take any other adverse action against a school for maintaining separate school athletic activities and teams for students of the female sex," end quote. A new study by Pew Research found that evangelicals are viewed relatively negatively by Americans. 32% of non-evangelicals view evangelicals negatively, compared with 18% that view them positively. This makes evangelicals among the most negatively rated religious groups by people who are not members of the group. Some of this negative sentiment is tied to politics. Democrats are more likely than even non-evangelical Republicans to view evangelicals negatively. In general, Americans view Jews, mainline Protestants, and Catholics positively. The They tend to view atheists, Muslims, and Mormons negatively. Most Americans view evangelicals somewhere in the middle. And finally, 248 years ago today, Patrick Henry delivered his famous Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech. The American statesman gave the speech at St. John's Church in Richmond, Virginia in 1775. Listen to the dramatic conclusion of that speech by this reenactor.
Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that blows from the north shall bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? Is life so dear, or peace so sweet, as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God! I know not what course others may take. But as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
To arms, Mr. Henry.
Patrick Henry's powerful oration is credited with swinging Virginia's convention in support of committing troops in the War for Independence to oppose the British Empire. Notable delegates who were present at the convention included future U.S. presidents George Washington and Thomas Jefferson. What is less known about Henry's speech is that he gave it shortly after the tragic death of his wife Sarah, who had battled mental illness for years. However, from his position of grief, God used Henry in a pivotal moment in the history of America's development. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, the Apostle Paul wrote, "For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." And that's The Worldview on this Thursday, March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.